And I know we wouldn't want to be the following folks. It's a Friday.
This is why we can't have
edition.
Nice things.
Of why we can't have nice things. Well, Billy Bob's has a big old watch party this afternoon for the famed FIFA World Cup draw. That's soccer or football, if you prefer. But there's a little bit of a problem the city of Arlington has with this whole FIFA World Cup, which invades North Texas in our hemisphere next year. At least one of the semifinal games, which is going to contain one of the teams that will ultimately play for the World Cup in the end, will be held at AT&T Stadium, home of your Dallas Cowboys. But it's going to go by a different name.
How about them Cowboys?
See, FIFA has all these sponsorship rules, and that includes stadium names. So the venue will be known for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, Dallas Stadium. And at last check, those maybe new or not familiar with the area, the stadium is in Arlington.
Dum, 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 dum.
Missed the kick on that one, didn't we?
So what is the best decade for music altogether? There's so many choices.
80s and 90s and today?
Hey!
Oh.
Maybe 80s, 90s, 2000. I don't know. But either way, the 80s. Getting a lot of flack, JB.
Yeah.
Scientists have come up with the theory that it's the absolute worst. They say it's the most monotonous in the mid to late 80s.
Okay.
After analyzing 17,000 tracks, which, quite frankly, is simply rude. Mm. You know what I mean?
Or simply red. Hey.
This is wild, though. Scientists cannot get a date. I'm going to go put my hair in a side ponytail and wear some lace gloves now.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I don't endorse that at all because, as we know, we love the 80s.
Dum, 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 dum.
90s and early 2000s.
All right.
Let us go to Moldova. I think this is our first swim through Moldova. I didn't know that really existed.
I think... This is a big issue on 90 Day Fiancé right now.
Well, they got issues, that's for sure. Because, you know, they're not too far. I had to look it up. From the Russia-Ukraine war.
Hello.
And there's some spillover there. And now Moldovan police, after they deployed tactical bomb disposal experts and the like, all to find one dude, a local villager, who had picked up one of the drones that Russia had been flying and trying to bomb things with.
Look what I found.
And then it subsequently crashed. The guy picked it up and just walked away with it. This was an all-points thing for Moldova. And they found the guy, and it seemed like it was an honest mistake, as the government says it was simply, quote, a citizen who thought it was a kid's toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but that kid, unfortunately, is like the dictator of Russia.
Dum, 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 dum.
He's the president. He was elected.
Sure.
Again.
Duh.
Remember that Thanksgiving baby that popped out of the oven before the bird on the side of the road? Well, a woman in Hobstadt, Indiana, is saying, sit there and hold my pacifier. Deputy Levi Sims responded to a call at the Flying J truck stop, saw a woman deep in the throes of labor, promptly gave the little girl a grand entrance. Welcome to it, honey. Mom sent in a commend an officer report. Everyone is just fine. Although we may still be wondering why dad was flagging someone down on the side of the road when she's giving birth to his baby in the car.
It's either that or stop, drop, and roll. I don't know what else to do.
No, that's not how that
Let happens. Us go to Baldwin County, Georgia, which I hear is lovely this never time of year. And we go through Baldwin County, Georgia, and the Georgia State Patrol. Just after 8:30 last night, pulled over one 71-year-old Shane Geeter. And Shane has been charged with driving under the influence, failure to drive in a single lane. Shane was feeling it. Mr. Geeter. Released a few hours later on a $1,000 bond. Shane Geeter, though, might not have to look too far for representation, as Mr. Geeter is a long time, five-decade-plus attorney specializing in DUI. Well, those that don't know, do what you know, they say.
Speaking of which, everyone drinks a little bit more during the holidays.
That's not true.
Says, Mommy needs a highball, and I need a razor, mister.
I'll bite you right now.
So the sloshed raccoon in the liquor store from yesterday.
Little fella. He's doing better, by the way.
Yeah. Well, he's also a contagion.
Oh.
In Richmond, New Zealand, a seal hit up a local pub. And he's got very fancy tastes. Mm. It was a craft beer bar. He went inside and decided to hide under the dishwasher. I mean, he probably needed a nap. He also didn't want to leave, so they had to lure him out with some salmon. It then went on to party with some of its other seal friends. I mean, he'd make a great addition to the wedding.
You see, so the seal walks into a bar. Poor little fella. And then finally, we go here on the local front. This is Fort Worth Police Department asking for the public to help in identifying a porch pirate, a thief, whose face was clearly captured on this as he gets out of his SUV and grabs a package, jumps right back in. So not only is his face shown, but everything that he was wearing, proudly displaying a number 88 Dallas Cowboys jersey.
Hey.
No official word from the team yet on this, but I can guarantee you 100% that this was not C.D. Lamb, because this guy could actually catch something.
How about them Cowboys?
KB and Heather Lee.